Bobby?
Huh?
What are we having for dinner?
Pizza.
Do you like pizza?
A small boy sits at a high chair, a bib tied around his neck and a small knife and fork in his hands. He looks into the camera lens and shouts.
Mom, pizza! Mom, pizza!
Kelly Turtle smiles as she watches her son on her mobile phone. She looks up, pointing to the screen. Her short grey hair hangs over her forehead.
I just love that video because he's so Belfast. Instead of saying hurry up, he shouts, Mom, pizza!
Like most mothers, Kelly's phone is full of pictures and videos of her two children, her seven-year-old daughter and her three-year-old son. Her son was just 7 months old when she found out she was pregnant again 2 years ago. But this time, the 38-year-old decided not to go through with the pregnancy.
I was still on maternity leave and I was still just adjusting to life with a new baby. I'd also suffered from quite severe postnatal anxiety. My husband and I just very quickly kind of... We barely even discussed it. It was just, I knew straight away what I wanted to do. He's so totally supportive of that.
Having an abortion wasn't as straightforward as making the decision. Kelly lives with her family in Belfast, the capital of Northern Ireland. In the rest of the United Kingdom, women have been able to terminate pregnancies relatively easily and free of charge since the 1967 Abortion Act. But even though Northern Ireland is part of the UK, women there cannot receive an abortion even in cases of rape, incest and fatal fetal abnormality. Many women resort to an illegal abortion. Or the alternative, travel across the Irish Sea to England. This is what Kelly decided to do, leaving her husband at home to look after their children.
Practically speaking, getting a flight from Belfast to Liverpool is not that far. But it's what kind of happens within that 24 hours of your life that was just so intense. I had to travel alone. It kind of put me in mind of when I'd been through miscarriages before, but I'd always had my husband beside me. So it was kind of, it was bringing back some of that stuff, but being there, dealing with it by yourself, made it so much harder.
Despite the difficulties in accessing abortion services, Kelly knew it was the right decision for her.
I don't know where my life would be. There would be, you know, some positives, but there would be so much struggle attached to it as well. And whenever you've got two kids already and you've brought them into the world to give them the best life possible, you know, I kind of was kind of thinking I need all of my mental health and all of my energy to try and care for them and give them the best possible experience of us as a family.
Around 900 women travelled to England for an abortion between April 1, 2017 and March 31, 2018, according to figures compiled by Amnesty International Ireland. But many women do not have the choice to travel. Kelly says she had to pay around £700, more than €800, to travel and fund her abortion. The British government voted in 2017 to allow Northern Irish women to access abortion care through the NHS if they travel to England, but only provides financial help for travel where women can prove financial hardship. But even then, there are many other reasons women cannot travel.
If you have disability issues, if you've got migration and immigration status issues, if you've got young children and no access to childcare, if you're in a relationship with intimate partner violence, really we shouldn't be expected to travel to England. So what it means is the most marginalised in Northern Ireland then have to access abortion illegally.
That's Emma Campbell, co-chair of Alliance for Choice. She explains that the Belfast-based pro-choice organisation is fighting to give women the chance to decide for themselves whether to carry a pregnancy to full term or seek an abortion.
There's as many different reasons for wanting an abortion as there are as many different women who have them, and women and pregnant people. And I think for people who talk about careless young women who have casual sex and then want an abortion, it seems odd then to use a pregnancy and a child as a punishment for carelessness. And I think that that speaks a lot more about punishing women for their sexual behaviour than it does speak about the reality of who accesses abortions.
Traditionally more religious than the rest of the UK, there was previously little political will to change the law in Northern Ireland. However, last year, a referendum across the border in the traditionally Catholic Republic of Ireland saw a majority of people vote to repeal an amendment to the country's constitution, which banned abortion in all but the most extreme cases. Abortion officially became legal in December 2018. Since then, activists have renewed calls to legalise abortion in Northern Ireland, in line with the rest of the United Kingdom, and now also Ireland. But healthcare, including access to abortion, has been a power devolved to the Northern Ireland Assembly since 2010. And any decision on this note has been stalled indefinitely because the Assembly collapsed in January 2017 due to a disagreement between the two major parties sharing power, Sinn Féin, and the Democratic Unionist Party, or the DUP. Emma says that regardless, the British government could move to legalise abortion in Northern Ireland. However, the DUP has been propping up the minority Conservative government with votes since a snap election in June 2017. The DUP is vehemently against changing the abortion law, with pro-lifers arguing that life begins at conception. Sinn Féin only recently changed its official stance to pro-choice, although some in the party disagree. According to Amnesty International figures, around 65% of adults in Northern Ireland think that abortion should be decriminalised. Still, Emma says that activists within her organisation face the constant threat of arrest for helping women access abortion pills, but also from pro-life campaigners.
We got physically assaulted, we got verbally assaulted, we spent a lot of time in police interview rooms because there were counterclaims of assault and harassment, even though there was video evidence of us being chased down the street.
Sorry, there's no sound attached to this one, it's just Bobby doing the laser dance. Anyway.
Sitting in an office surrounded by banners promoting women's rights, Kelly explains how she was raised as a devout Protestant and taught that abortion is wrong. It meant that she initially rejected the idea of abortion. But then she began to change her mind after talking with friends and women pushing for women's rights.
I think I first of all, got to the point of going, I wouldn't judge another woman for having an abortion, but I would never have one. And actually, I stayed in that place for quite a long time.
It was this, along with a fear of harassment and stigma, that prevented Kelly from initially speaking out about having an abortion, even to her family. But when she did, she said she was surprised to find that they were supportive.
And it brought home to me that when someone knows your own circumstances, the choice you've made makes complete sense to them. But I think sometimes when we talk about abortion, people are divorcing it from a human being with circumstances and a history and all the things that might have led up to that decision.
Kelly has since opened up publicly about her experiences in the hope that she can help other women. She and Emma will continue to fight for a woman's right to decide whether they want a pregnancy or not until Northern Ireland's abortion laws match those of the rest of the United Kingdom.
I think our default setting just has to be there is no judgment here, and there's the only reason that any woman ever needs to have is that they don't want to be pregnant.
Louise Osborne and Jennifer Collins, DW, Belfast.